Back in the 1940s, the Packers training camp was held near Dykesville. Melvin and Helen Flagstad ran the lodge where the players stayed. Their son, Dan Flagstad, says he helped out. One day he was sorting laundry with the Packers equipment manager, a chore quickly turned into a sports collector's dream.
He said, "Go over to that trunk and pick out a jersey you wanted." And I opened up the trunk and I'm looking at the jerseys and I came across 14 and I didn't go any farther.
That was in 1946. The previous year, number 14, Don Hutson, ended his 11-year career with the team. Hutson played defense and offense. He was the NFL's leading scorer and interceptor. Eventually, 14 was the first player number the Packers ever retired. The jersey is blue and gold. The Packers didn't go green until the early 1950s. Tom Murphy is the archivist for the Hall of Fame. He says the game-worn jersey from one of the team's all-time greats makes it one of the Hall's best pieces.
There's a lot of money out there in that sports memorabilia market, and for someone like Dan to come forward and to donate this to us is just incredible.
Dan Flagstad says he had the jersey appraised for $17,500. His eldest son, Tim Flagstad, says the family considered holding on to Hutson's jersey, but decided it wasn't really theirs to keep.
I mean, all of these things are not owned by an individual, they're owned by the community. And so this really belongs to, you know, all the Packer fans out there.
The number 14 jersey went on display at the Hall of Fame this afternoon. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.